On the other side of the aisle, some lawmakers are speaking out against the coming walkout altogether.
Republican Representative Kelly Townsend has taken that one step further. She has made a call out to teachers and school staff who do not want to walk out, tweeting yesterday, "If you do not support a walkout and are afraid for your job, send me an email and I will document it for the Department of Education." I got a hold of Townsend to ask her more about this and if she's been hearing from teachers who are in that position.
Yes, I actually have. I'm getting emails. I'm getting messages on Twitter. Since I've opened my email, there was two more in my inbox since I got in here.
What are their concerns? Why would you ask for them to contact you so that you can report their issues to the Department of Education?
Diane Douglas came out and said that a strike is illegal, that some of these actions may be illegal, that they risk losing their certification potentially and possibly face firing, all those types of things. And so there's 22% of the teachers voted no. So, if you know, that's 22% of our teachers that disagree and are may or may not be worried, but there's several that are reaching out to me that are worried, and I haven't seen anybody speak on their behalf yet. And so if they're anxious and they feel like perhaps they may lose their job, their certification, they didn't ask for this, they can come to me and be on record prior to the walkout and an official email to my office saying, "I don't support this and I am not partaking in it." And if it were to come to that, they could use that letter with my confirmation that, yes, they did reach out to me.
Mm-hmm. You've also tweeted that you are in communication with a local law firm who is meeting to discuss a potential class action lawsuit for those who might be impacted by this walkout. Can you tell us more about that?
Well, as you can imagine, I have been receiving a lot of emails from people who are very concerned, not just teachers, but there's one person that emailed me that said, "Look, I am supposed to be taking a job the following week. If we extend the school year, that might impact me." I've had another teacher say, "I'm going to family court, and if I'm not there the following week, I could lose custody of my child." You've had someone say to me that my child's supposed to go on a mission the day after graduation, and that's gonna now they're gonna have to stay and finish the school year. And there's a lot of concern, a lot of fear. This is seriously disruptive in people's life. In my own personal life, it's impacting me and my family. And so, I think that there should be recourse for people who have no say in this and are going to be victims of this move, that they should have that recourse. And so that's being prepared for in the event that it impacts people's life in a negative way and that they are, quote, injured by the process, that's a legal term, that gives them standing then to be part of a class action lawsuit to find recourse because of it.
Okay. And what do you think is the alternative? Do you support the governor's plan to raise teacher salaries and education funding, this 20 by 2020 plan?
Yeah, I'm a little confused. You have the governor going way above and beyond what has happened in the past. And even though it wasn't everything they wanted, they are still going to strike and impact all these people's lives. And it doesn't need to happen. We are working with them, and we're looking for ways to make this work. We're looking for things that are viable that we can adjust. Like, for example, we have 65 school districts. That's 65 superintendents with one school in their district. There are so many ways that we can look at streamlining, consolidating, unification. We haven't done that yet. And so to just throw all this money at this without doing an audit, without looking at places that we can streamline, we now have a governor who is building the economy and is also looking for solutions and is also trying to support the idea, and yet they still strike.
So you're talking about consolidation, administration, spending being cut. Do you think at this point, though, you would support the governor's plan? Do you think the legislature has the votes to pass it?
Well, those are two different questions. I want to see a little bit more due diligence in making sure this is the money that we're going to spend. I don't like making spending projections where there isn't 100% assurance that money is going to be there. We do that anyway. But this is something that's happened in the past already, and a recession came, and we were very sorry for it. And a lot of us don't want to repeat that same mistake. And so 20 by 2020 is a great slogan. It's a campaign year. Is it the right thing to do? I'm not convinced yet. My colleagues aren't convinced yet. We're still looking at it. But to be rushed, to be saying you have to have this by Thursday, mm-hmm. is very irresponsible. Our budget deadline is June 30th. We have until June 30th to sort this out. A strike is only going to hurt the process. It's not helping.
Isn't there an argument to be made, though, that the threat to strike and the now imminent strike that they've announced forced legislators like you to really look at this more seriously and force the governor to put forward a plan?
But he did put forward a plan, and we have looked at it, and we are looking at it, but they're still striking. I just don't see that it accomplishes what they're hoping for.
All right. Representative Kelly Townsend, thank you so much for your time today.
You bet. Thank you.